You're listening to SBS News.
When 61-year-old Australian ANZAC medical doctor Charles Snodgrass Ryan climbed out of the trenches in Gallipoli on May the 24th, 1915, a day of truce on the battlefield, he was wearing Ottoman Turk medals. When they saw an enemy combatant wearing the medals of their own side, the Turkish soldiers were angry. They thought he had stolen the medals from their fallen comrades. Yet, when challenged, he told them in broken Turkish that he himself had been awarded the medals by the Ottoman army some 40 years earlier, when he served as an Ottoman military medic. The Turkish soldiers then embraced him as a hero. Turkish government officials found Dr. Ryan's grave in a Melbourne cemetery in 2015, and they've recently received permission from the family to restore it. Dr. Charles Ryan's great-granddaughter, artist Siobhan Ryan, will design the new headstone. She told SBS Turkish that as a child she visited her great-grandfather's home and her father told her about her illustrious ancestor.
The house was filled with beautiful paintings and objects and pieces of memorabilia from their past travels. So through that I learnt about a sense of history and romance, and my father would tell me stories about the medals and his awards.
Ms. Ryan says her father Patrick was a good storyteller, and she heard many stories of Charlie Ryan from him, such as the time in 1880 that he pulled bullets from Ned Kelly after the Kelly gang's last stand at Glen Rowan.
When he took the bullets out of Ned Kelly, he cried like a baby, was the story, because I think he'd been over in Turkey at the time of Plevna, and his comrades, the Turkish soldiers, had been so brave, and in comparison he thought he was quite a big sook.
Later, Dr. Ryan was the doctor who pronounced Ned Kelly dead following his execution. Siobhan Ryan says she was told Kelly's armour remained in their family home after it was given to Charles Ryan as a thank you.
They were so grateful that they actually gave Ned Kelly's armour to my great-grandfather, Charles, and it was in the family home. So I just had this surreal image of Ned Kelly's armour in my family home.
Ms. Ryan says eventually the family gave the armour to a museum. Dr. Charles Ryan was born in Longwood in Victoria in 1853. He studied medicine at Melbourne University and completed his training at the then world-leading Edinburgh University Medical School. There he answered an advertisement in the London Times for a military surgeon in the Ottoman army. Dr. Ryan served with Ghazi Osman Pasha, an Ottoman hero, at the battles of Plevna in 1877. He was decorated by the Turkish government for his service and bravery. Turkish historian Halak Oral told SBS Turkish that Dr. Ryan became known in Turkey in the 1940s after his son-in-law, Richard Gavin Gardner Casey, was interviewed by the well-known journalist Ahmet Emin Yalman.
Ahmet Emin Yalman was in Egypt during the Second World War and met Charles Ryan's son-in-law, Lord Casey, who would later become the Governor-General of Australia. It was there that Lord Casey told him that his father-in-law had fought both in Plevna and at Gallipoli.
Now Turkish ambassador to Australia Korhan Karakoç says Turkey will restore Ryan's grave in the Melbourne General Cemetery in Carlton North. At the launch of a new book on the subject, Ambassador Karakoç said Dr. Ryan's story strengthens the links that have been forged between Turks and Anzacs since Kemal Atatürk told Anzac mothers that their fallen sons had become sons of Turkey as well.
This book and this project have brought a special focus to the bonds of reconciliation and friendship created through mutual respect and understanding espoused in Atatürk's famous words of 1934.
After the war, Ryan returned to Melbourne and ran a private practice as a surgeon. When World War I broke out, Ryan was appointed consulting surgeon to the Australian Army and travelled to Gallipoli. It was 100 years after that that Dr. Ryan's story resurfaced, after it was brought to the attention of Mehmet Kutuk Skull at the Turkish consulate in Melbourne by the New Zealand consulate in Melbourne. He says he had to do some detective work to find Ryan's grave and members of his family.
I personally believe we are presented with a hero who we should know and teach about to future generations.
Siobhan Ryan says after visiting her great-grandfather's grave, it was obvious some restoration work was needed.
We did a couple of visits to Charles's gravesite, and the Turkish embassy, who's been fantastic and supportive and reaching out to me, which I've really enjoyed. I went out with them to have a look at it and to see what can be done as far as restoring it.
Dr. Ryan was knighted in 1919 and died at sea 7 years later while returning from a trip to Europe. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.